I liked you from the moment we met. A Wednesday night at the wonderful Mexican restaurant where they hold the munch every month. I thought you were cute. I've told you that before. The more we spoke, the more we found we had in common. I stopped us before we went down the rabbit hole of failed relationships and disappointed expectations. We're kinky after all. Finding someone you truly connect with is challenging in the vanilla world. In ours, it feels a bit like playing the lottery. Yet we all keep buying tickets and hoping. We had a surprising number of kinks that aligned. Plus, I loved that we could talk about all sorts of things. Books, movies, music, gardening. You weren't so busy performing your submission that you forgot to be a person first. And most people never get to see my dominant side. We both laughed when you said I seemed far too nice to really be a sadist. I still tease you about that. But the one thing you said that I will never forget, the thing that touched my heart, and the thing that immediately made me wet. I just need someone who knows how to tell me no. I didn't respond, letting it pass. I didn't want you to know how it hit me. I also didn't want you to know that I knew exactly what you meant. It wasn't just in your words. It was in your voice. Your tone, even how you lowered your eyes, how you shifted a bit uncomfortably. I'm not sure anyone else would have noticed, but I did. It was like you were sending off sparks. I hadn't mentioned it to you yet, but denial is my thing. Orgasm denial, of course, but so much more. I am a girl who likes to say no. Actually, it's more than that. I am a girl who needs to say no. And that night, we talked well after all the others had left. I realized that you were someone who needed to hear it. So when we finished our last drinks and decided to call it a night, I wasn't surprised when you asked me for my number. But you were surprised at my answer. I smiled and just said no. Because for me, the answer is always no. I watched your response. Awkward, questioning, second guessing. Had you misjudged the past few hours? Did you do something to offend me? And without another word to you, I got up and left. No goodbye. I suspect you waited a bit, wondering if perhaps I had just gone to the bathroom or maybe if I was going to come back. But I didn't. I left you alone at that table, confused. Another month passed, and I wasn't sure if I would see you again. Same munch, same restaurant, same time. I sat where I always go and watched you out of the corner of my eye. You had no idea what to do. Do you say hello? approach me? Pretend like nothing happened? It takes you, what, 2 hours? Maybe more to make your move. You fumble through some small talk, and I ask you why it took you so long to say hello. You aren't sure what to say. I tease you about it a bit, which breaks the ice enough for you to offer to buy me a drink. And when you offer, I smile. And once again, I tell you no. Because for me, the answer is always no. This time you're the one who ignores it, almost like you never offered. But I know it registered. I know how it is affecting you. It isn't what you thought you meant when you let your secret slip. But I know that deep down, it is exactly what you need. It's something small, like a splinter in your mind. And when I hand you the small note I've written you, I smile. It's an invitation to meet me at my place tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Somehow I know you'll be there, even if it means changing your plans or leaving work early. And you don't disappoint me. When you arrived, I welcomed you inside and gave you your very first command. I told you to undress. You were going to spend the evening naked. I smiled, watching you undress, enjoying the little show you were putting on for me. You were awkward, even clumsy. But that turned me on. I like awkward, clumsy boys. Fumbling. Unsure. Uncertain. And when you were naked, standing in front of me, you were blushing and your cock was hard. Oh, I laughed and commented on how much you were enjoying things already. I liked your cock. It was a nice size, beautifully curved, and pleasant to look at. I was trying to hide my smile as I approached you, but my mind was racing in 1,000 different directions. With one hand, I reached down and wrapped my fingers around your cock and slowly squeezed it, feeling it pulsate and throb in my grasp. With the other hand, I gently touched your cheek. And then, without warning, I slapped your face. Oh, I scolded you. Did you ask for permission to get hard? I channeled my best, strict dom voice. I watched your confusion and your fear and your clumsy awkwardness come rushing back. But I couldn't hold the pose for long. I laughed and told you I was just fucking with you, continuing to stroke your cock now and soothing your stinging cheek. I took hold of your cock, tugging and using it like a leash to guide you over to the couch. I held up a length of rope and told you I was going to tie your hands. You took a deep breath and held it, closing your eyes and nodding. And your cock started twitching in my hand. Bondage. I knew what it did to you, how you loved it. You told me all about it when we first met. I turned you around and drew your hands behind your back, crossing your wrists and wrapping the rope around them. I tied them tight. To your surprise, I used the remainder of the rope to draw your elbows together behind your back, too. You were surprisingly flexible, and I recalled you mentioning yoga. I smiled. One of the lesser-known benefits, I mused to myself. When I turned you back around, I was delighted, tightly bound. Your strong chest just offered up to me. I ran my hands over it, gently at first. And then I slowly started to dig my nails into your skin, drawing them over your pecs and stomach, leaving bright red lines where they met your flesh. I looked into your eyes as I took hold of your nipples, my fingers slowly pinching them. Tighter, much tighter. When you close your eyes, I tell you to look at me, and you obey. You whimper for me, and when I pinch you even tighter, you instinctively try to pull away. When you do, I twist them, causing you to scream. I'm looking at you, watching, detached. I'm calculating and calibrating, watching how you move, breathe, and respond. And when you finally break down and beg me to stop, I tell you the word I've been waiting to utter. No. And when I do, my stomach fills with butterflies and my pussy tingles and grows so wet. My breathing changes too. Your eyes are watering and you're gasping for air. I squeeze harder and watch as you grow more frantic, tugging harder and harder at your bound wrists and arms. But I know how to tie, and you aren't getting free. I want your tears, and I am going to hurt you until I get them. And now as I use my thumbs to press and twist your tender nipples, you start to cry for me. And the saddest in me awakens. I finally let go and use my fingertips to rub your burning nipples, gently pressing them, flicking them, laughing as I do. You're trying to speak, but you can't find the words. Awkward, clumsy. Just how I like you. But when I reach down and touch your cock, it is throbbing. And the tip is leaking pre-cum. Oh, I trace my finger over your cheek and wipe away a tear, bringing it to my lips, licking your tears, tasting them, savoring them. And then I wipe the pre-cum from your cock and press it to your lips. Your turn, I tell you. You make a face, halfway between sadness and disgust. I reach out and pinch your left nipple hard, and you yelp and part your lips. I slide my finger into your mouth, and you lick it clean. Your cheeks are red. You are sweating, and your hair is matted to your forehead. I brush it back a bit. I guide you down to the couch, laying you on your back, your bowed arms trapped beneath you. And then I do what I have been dreaming about for the past 2 months. I unbutton my jeans and slide down the zipper, sliding a small silver egg inside my panties and into my pussy. When I remove my hand, it's coated with my wetness, which I wipe on your face. I smile as you take a deep breath, inhaling my scent. I turn the vibrator on, just at the lowest setting, and my insides start to tingle. It feels so good. And then I start on you, touching your cock, teasing it. Clinical at first, registering how every sensation affects you. The more the vibrator turns me on, the more I start to need to see you suffer. Oh, I start to stroke you ever so slowly. I want to make it last. I want to let it build. I want you to gradually step to the edge of your orgasm before I slow down even more. I find your edge and keep you there. Oh, for an impossibly long time. The vibrator is filling me with wave after wave of pleasure. And the more I feel that, the more I need to deny it to you. And then you start to beg. Softly at first, whimpering, sobbing quietly. Please is all you can manage. But it is a very desperate sounding please. It is beautiful to hear. And I continue to stroke, avoiding the spot I know will allow you to come. And now the whimpers become groans, and your voice grows louder and more desperate. Plaintive. Pathetic. Bleeding. Please. Over and over again. And finally, I say, please what? And you scream at me, please let me come. And I smile and I whisper in your ear, no. And as I do, I have the first of many, many orgasms that night. It makes me come to tell you no. I give you a small break before I start again. The more I do it, the better I get at it. Finding out just how to drive you to insanity. And soon, you are loud enough that I have to gag you. And even gagged, you manage to plead for me. And each time, I tell you the word that makes me come. No. Ugh, I lose track of time. The only thing that matters to me now is the look in your eyes. I'm done teasing you. I am now torturing you. And I won't stop, because I need to tell you no. I really need it. And I know you need to hear it too. When I look in your eyes, I know you would do anything to make it stop. This isn't fun for you right now. Your suffering is real. Not just physically, psychologically. Emotionally, and for the next few months, we'd meet like this for the evening. And every morning, you would thank me for teasing you, for torturing you, and for being the girl who says no. 1 year ago today, we took the next step when I locked your cock for me in chastity. 1 year. The only time you're released for me is to tease you and deny you. Because for me, the answer is always no. All your private moments that you had to get some relief are now gone. You aren't touching yourself. No edging. No masturbation. No release. Your cock exists just for me to tease and torture. Your only pleasure is hearing me say the word you love and need. No. Because for me, the answer is always no. And when I locked you up and took your key 1 year ago, I promised you that on this day, on our special anniversary, I would let you ask the question I knew you wanted to ask me. And I promised I would give you the answer you had earned, that I would grant you what you had asked for. I would give you the word I had always refused you. And today, when you kneeled before me, when you bowed your head, I expected you to ask me the question you always ask when I'm teasing, torturing, and denying you. You would ask me to come for release, to once again have that feeling of ecstasy I had denied you for the past 12 months. And on this one day, this special day, I would give it to you. But you don't. Instead, you surprise me. Just above a whisper, your words came. Miss, will you please keep me locked and denied for you forever? And I felt a tear roll down my cheek. A tear of joy. A tear that carried with it all the truth of who we were and what we meant to each other. A tear that contained the story of us. And for the first time in our relationship, the answer was yes.